We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Let's get to our guest, please.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my falsetto.
Bad and bougie.
Uh-huh.
Tim Jones, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark. Good morning, gang. Good to be with you.
Yeah.
Morning, Tim.
Glad to have you back on. So what about the big breaking news this morning? Are you fired up for Crazy Uncle Joe?
Yeah, I like that. Breathless Biden. I like
Breathless
that.
Breathless,
you know,
Biden.
Mark, you know what? Because somebody, Mark, somebody has to save us from the mean, evil orange man, right?
I mean, it's That's
like,
it.
You know, it's like, it's Mark, here's the problem, though, with Joe Biden. How does he fit in with today's cult of victimization, whining, and identity politics? I mean, he's an old privileged white guy, right? I mean, he's been, you know, sucking off the government largesse for, what, 40, 50 years? Well taken care of. Now, you know, Joe's got a good personal story. He's overcome a lot of tragedy in his life, and I applaud him for that, for persevering, never giving up. But where does he go? I mean, he's been on every side of every... He was a Democrat when they actually cared about working class people and saving the coal industry and manufacturing jobs. But now he's a Democrat when the leaders of his party in many areas want to abolish the... They want to get rid of coal miners. I think, didn't AOC the other day kind of echo Hillary Clinton about putting coal miners and manufacturers out of business? You know,
absolutely. She would eliminate all of that.
Yeah, so they're channeling, isn't that funny, Mark? They're channeling Hillary Clinton's failed 2016 policy platform because somehow they think that Americans have swung around. And Mark, in some respects, we do have to be concerned. This younger generation, I heard you talking about them in the earlier segment. You know, the younger you go, the more radicalized it seems our youth are becoming, all thanks to liberal universities where 99.9% of the professors polled are Democrats. And so we do have to be concerned about that. But I, you know, thankfully, I don't think America's there yet, right? We just elected Donald Trump.
True.
2.5 years ago. But that concern's always out there. So where does how does Joe fit into this? How does he wedge himself into this clown car, I guess is my question.
Yeah, it's a problem. You know, Tucker had a guest on last night. Her name was Alyssa Algren. She describes herself as a conservative millennial. Go to cut 36. Listen to what she said.
A majority of my age looks at socialism favorably. I am the minority voice. It was very prevalent when I went to college. I was probably one of three conservatives in my classes or that spoke up to be conservative at all. My representation of an ideology is not seen in Hollywood. It's not seen in the media, and right. It's not seen in the university system.
Yeah, so that's the challenge that Biden faces, because everybody running to the left of him is talking about free stuff. That's it.
Yeah, exactly, Mark. If you're going to be a front runner in today's very far left wing liberal Democratic Party, you have to either be professing one of two things, right? You have to be like Bernie Sanders, who is a flat out genuine socialist communist. You know, I mean, the guy honeymooned in the Soviet Union,
right?
Enjoyed it, you know, back in the 80s. Said it was wonderful. So he's legit, right? Bernie's a 100% Kool-Aid drinker. He's all in. He believes everything he says. So you either have to have that mentality, or you have to be like Pete Buttigieg, right? And you have to be victimized, and you have to be, you have to suffer from identity politics and be a victim. But it's not true. I mean, Buttigieg had a very privileged upbringing. I think he's an Oxford Rhodes Scholar, speaks seven languages, raised in a very upper middle class. Neighborhood, but because he says, well, I'm gay, therefore I'm a victim, and he's making things up. He's making things up about Mike Pence attacking him.
Right.
It's just such fraudulent. So where does Biden? How does he wedge himself into all that? You know, he's an old white male, you know? And so I don't know that he's a socialist like Bernie. I don't know that he can claim victim status like Buttigieg. But isn't that funny, though, Mark, that the party of victimization and of, you know, we are the forgotten ones and everything
right.
else, they've got three white guys now at the top of their ticket. And I saw a recent poll, Mark, Buttigieg, Biden, before he even got in the race, and Sanders, the three of them by far are pulling away from the rest of the pack, with Elizabeth Warren a distant fourth. So you wonder what the Ocasio-Cortezes and Omars of the world are going to think about when they get to their convention next year, and three white males are at the top of the ticket. How does that play into everything they've been professing these days?
Yeah, and two of them have failed before, in Biden's case, twice. Right.
Right. This is
so.
Third,
yeah.
This is the third strike. This is the third pitch for him,
mm-hmm.
and people have to wonder, what is he going to bring to the table differently this time to help him succeed that he did not the previous two times where he failed? I mean, I give the guy a lot of credit. He became the vice president of the United States. But, you know, timing is everything in politics. And it seems at the age of, what, 72, 73, a party that he created, but which now he probably, honestly, if you put him on the lie detector, he'd say he maybe doesn't recognize it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know where he goes this time around.
So, no, he's 76, didn't we determine that earlier, Tricia? Yeah. He's 76 now.
There
so there you go.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.